Welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ili Honganji. Mo'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'iliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Matsumoto family, in memory of Tane, Kiyoshi, and Haruko Shigefuji. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morse, head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Good morning, Mr. Hernandez Morse.
To all of you tuning in this week to the White Way broadcast, I wish you a good day. My name is Josh Hernandez Morse. I am the head of school at Pacific Buddhist Academy, or PBA. I have been with PBA since we opened our doors in 2003. In 2014, I was appointed as the head of school, and it has been my privilege to serve in this role since then. Like every school in the United States, or more accurately, the world, PBA was deeply affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. In spring of 2020, we watched from afar as cases emerged in New York and Washington State, then a smattering of cases in Hawaii, and finally, with a little more than a week to go before our 14th annual Taiko Festival, we realized we would have to postpone the event, lest we expose our school supporters to the risks of sitting in an audience of more than 500 individuals and our knowledge of the virus underdeveloped. Many events at the school were canceled or postponed in the last year and a half. Before the end of our spring holiday, we had pivoted to a fully virtual school program in compliance with the mandates of the state, and we completed our school year in this fashion. During the early days of the crisis, only two PBA employees reported in person daily to the school, me and our school's business manager, Patrick Ito. I would let myself in, respond to email, communicate with parents and teachers, and go about the business of the school in a near-empty building. On the H1, I enjoyed driving to work with virtually no traffic, and I was relieved that our facility had strong Wi-Fi, our software complement fully supported a virtual school environment, and I was grateful also that I got to see the faces of colleagues and beloved students online when the students elected to activate their cameras. But the hallways were empty. The work, long hours of scouring for best information, thinking how and when we might safely bring our students and teachers back together again for in-person learning. Despite the solitude, I was always grateful for the work. A number of our families experienced financial difficulty and hardship, but fewer, it seemed, than in other communities. And the community of our teachers and students were grateful as well to adapt their coursework to the exigencies of online learning, and our parents responsive to requests for information and helpful feedback as school classrooms relocated to their dining tables and coffee tables and cell signals while waiting in the parking lot at Costco for the chance to replenish supplies for the household. Meanwhile, we watched the news as the Hawaii community rallied to address food insecurity, establish testing regimes, and waited anxiously for good news about a vaccine. We organized our first COVID-19 commencement geared toward single-family units in our Founders Hall in mid-July, before the class of 2020 graduates would begin mostly virtual coursework for their respective colleges, although some of them relocated to the mainland U.S., West Coast, the Midwest, Japan. And so we hoped the circumstances of their new communities were as safe as we felt in Hawaii with respect to COVID-19. And we began the 2020-2021 school year fully masked, distanced, screened, our building structure enhanced for safety, with half our student body attending in person each day, conducting assemblies, temple services, and school-wide lectures through Zoom, chatting school-wide with one another through WebEx, and scrolling during the days and the evenings for a piece of good news amidst the challenges of distance that we faced. I relay to you the long sweep of our school's response to COVID-19. I should relay also, we held a second COVID-19 commencement with individual families in our school's Founders Hall, enhanced with the drive-through laying opportunity for friends and extended family, and we broadcast our 15th annual Tycho Festival live on Facebook for all the world to see for free. I relay the broad overview of these things we all experienced together separately, because here near the end of things, or nearer a new phase in the world's living with this difficult health crisis, I am able to report that not a single case of COVID-19 was transmitted from person to person at our school. The measures we undertook were difficult but effective, and that our school community has grown closer and more supportive of one another, and seemingly more compassionate than ever before. That we were able to get this far together can only have been made possible by the tireless work of so many people in the global community. Think of the medical professionals responding to the crisis. Think of the public officials determining the safest and most effective courses of action. Think of the laborers in the fields and in the factories and in the shipping lanes and docks and warehouses. Think of the grocery employees stocking shelves and financial officers moving money and paramedics and police officers ensuring public safety. Think of the protesters fighting for a more just world. Think of the voters selecting new leaders. Think of the journalists working their hardest to inform the public of the truth. Think of the parents looking after their children. Think of the teachers taking care of their students, even online. Then think of the ordinary men and women we lost in the last year and a half. I speak to you as if COVID-19 were an epilogue, though we know this is hardly the case. Even now, the disease surges through vast swaths of Central and South America, South and Southeast Asia, and Africa. And so, tired or not, prepared or not to move ahead and put this behind us, I think behind us is not the appropriate way to think of the situation the world faces with COVID-19. Rather, I think it is through remembering, through active moments of gratitude, and with continuing effort and striving and a tendency toward togetherness, even if we remain so often at physical removes from one another, that we must rejuvenate ourselves and gird ourselves with renewed attention and intention, remembering that the most significant challenges we face, this pandemic, the global climate crisis, the forces of division and untruths and hatred, are challenges facing all of us. And therefore, we must look to solutions that bring us closer together, that bridge divides without using us up, and that seek common causes with an attention and valuing of different perspectives and approaches. As of this moment, I can report to you that Pacific Buddhist Academy finds itself midway in this pandemic's journey, healthy, whole, and prepared to guide the next generation of young people to practice peace in the worldwide community. Thank you for listening. And thank you so much to everyone involved in the collective effort of supporting our communities.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez-Morse, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. Starting tonight, July 3rd through July 11th, our church and memorial will be lighted up during the evening. Come by and see our wonderful display. Tomorrow, July 4th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Colonel Bert Okamoto, formerly of Wailuku Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Matsumoto family, and Mr. Joshua Hernandez-Morse, head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kojun Hashimoto of Wahewa Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.